July 10th, 1922. The living in the divine will is to repeat the real life of Jesus, not only in the soul, but also in the body. Continuing in my usual state, I felt my always lovable Jesus in my interior, but so real that now I would feel him squeeze my heart so tightly as to make me suffer. Now he would clasp his arms around my neck to the point of suffocating me. Now he would sit on my heart, assuming an air of empire and command. And I would feel myself being as though annihilated and then rising again to new life under his command. But who can say what it did in my interior and what I felt? I believe it is better to pass over it in silence. Then, while I was feeling his real presence in my interior, he told me, "My daughter, rise, rise more, but so high as to reach the womb of the divinity. Your life will be among the divine persons. See? In order to make you reach this point, I formed my life in you. I enclosed my eternal volition in whatever you do. And there it flows in a marvelous and surprising way. And my volition is acting in you in continuous immediate act. Now, after I have formed my life in you, with my will acting in you, in your acts, your will has remained soaked, transfused, in such a way that my will possesses a life upon earth. Now it is necessary that you rise and carry with you my life, my will, so that my volition on earth and that of heaven may fuse together, and you may live life for some time in the womb of the divinity, where your volition will be acting in mine, so as to be able to expand it as much as a creature can be capable of. Then you will descend again upon the earth, bring in the power and the prodigies of my will, in such a way that creatures will be shaken. They will open their eyes, and many will know what it means to live in my will, to live in the likeness of their Creator. This will be the beginning of the coming of my kingdom upon earth and of the final fulfillment of my will. Do you think that the living in my will is something trivial? There is nothing that equals it, nor sanctity that matches it. It is the real life, not a fantastic one, as some may imagine. And this life of mine is not only in the soul, but also in the body. And do you know how this, my life, is formed? My eternal will is that of the soul, and my heartbeat, palpitating in her heart, forms my conception. Her love, her pains, and all her acts done in my will form my humanity and make me grow so much that I cannot remain hidden, nor can she help feeling me. Don't you feel me alive in your interior? This is why I told you that the sanctity of living in my will cannot be matched by anything else. All other sanctities will be like little lights, while this will be the great sun transfused in its creator. Now, in order to obey, and with great repugnance, I will say how I feel my Jesus in my interior. I feel him at the place of my heart, almost in a visible way. Now I hear him praying, and many times I hear him with the ears of my body, and I pray together with him. Now suffering, and he makes me hear his interrupted and labored breath. And I feel it in my breath, so much so that I'm forced to pant together with him. And since all creatures are contained in him, I feel his breath diffusing as life in all the human motions and breaths, and I diffuse myself together with him. Now I hear him moaning, agonizing. Now I feel him move his arms and stretch them within mine. Now sleeping, leaving deep silence in my interior. But who can say everything? Jesus alone can say what he operates in me, for I don't have sufficient words to manifest it. I did this only to obey, with highest torment for my soul, and for fear that my Jesus might be displeased, because he tolerates me as long as obedience does not command me. But if obedience commands, only the fiat is left to me. Otherwise, he would annihilate me. I hope that everything be for his glory. And to my confusion,